Let's talk some Preds for a second.
Sure.
Because Brady Shea is on the line with us.
Oh, okay.
They have their final game of the season coming up tonight. Brady, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
We're fantastic. We're already down here at the rink, so ready for you guys. Do you get kind of the same – I know this is your first year with the Nashville Predators, but, you know, the season's ending probably a lot sooner than you wanted it to. Do you get, like, the same kind of last day of school feelings every year, or is it different because of how the season goes?
Yeah, it's different for sure. I think this year we obviously haven't done what we wanted to, and you never want to be done playing before the playoffs. So the last few years for me, it's been losing in the playoffs, which is never a fun way to end it. And this is obviously feels a little different coming in as your last game and being done a little early. So it's not the feeling we want to have, but something we can learn from this year and build on it and get ready for next year.
What have you seen out of some of the young guys that have joined? We saw Ufko make his NHL debut the other night on the defensive side of things. So how fun's it been to see kind of these youngsters get their shot at the NHL?
Yeah, it's been great. I mean, I think they've all done a really good job. I mean, it's not easy coming into the league, especially as a young guy. And I think all the guys have taken the opportunity and have played really well. So, especially, you know, on the defense side, I think we've had a lot of guys come in and not an easy position to play, and guys have done a great job and have jumped in and have played really well. So it's good to see that we have guys that can play here for the future. It's definitely great.
We're talking to Brady Shea this morning on the Chase and Big Joe Show. Brady, how long does it take you to start reflecting back on the season? Or is it something that you do the last two games of the season? And when you reflect back, what's the most frustrating part personally for you when this season comes to an end?
I think you start reflecting right away. I think it's hard not to think about it. Most frustrating. I mean, it was just overall, you know, pretty frustrating year. I think the way we started was very frustrating. You know, we had a big summer and got a lot of guys, and just it didn't click right away. So I think the start was obviously pretty frustrating, and then you're always trying to kind of battle back and a little behind the eight ball. So that was definitely difficult, and I think we've been playing. I mean, we have been playing better lately as of recent. Like I said, we can take this year and then learn from it and come in next year. We got to be ready to start off on the right foot and hopefully things click right away. And then, you don't need to be chasing the season like we kind of were the whole year this year.
Yeah. When you reflect back, it, you know, the frustration part, but I'm sure there's points in this are like, you get mad because you guys do have a great hockey team. It's unfortunate how it all played out, but can you be mad at what happened this past season as well as frustrated?
Frustrated. Yeah. I mean, you're frustrated during the season. I think after the year is done, you know, you can't do anything about it. You gotta try to learn and get better. Obviously it's frustrating. You want to, especially for a guy like me that signs here and wants to help the team win and it didn't happen right away. So that's frustrating for sure. But I think we have the pieces here to be a really good hockey team. There's no question about that. So, obviously frustrating during the year. And I mean, but I'm also, you know, proud of the team for not giving up. We've done a great job of showing up every day and giving it our best. And no one's packed it in. Everyone's been playing hard. And even though we've been out for a little bit, so it's there's definitely things you can take from the season and be happy about, but definitely things that we can learn from and get better for next year.
Brady Shea is with us. So, what do you want out of Smashville? What do you want out of your crowd tonight? It's the last game. You know, I will say that I think the fans have been very supportive. The crowds have been good, you know, even when you guys weren't going to make the playoffs. So what do you want out of them tonight for one more time?
They've been incredible. I mean, I obviously have played here as a visitor and then been here this year as a home player, and they've been, I mean, the fact that they show up and are loud every night and knowing where our team is sits in the standings, it's they just keep doing whatever what they've been doing. It's been unbelievable support that we've had this year. I know it's not the year we wanted to have and not the year the fans wanted to have, but the support that they've shown this year is, I mean, from the start of the year all the way till now has been really incredible, and it's great to see as a player and a guy that's going to be here for a little bit. So it's they've been doing a great job, so just keep doing what they're doing. It's been we players really appreciate it.
Well, Brady, I will say you've been a part of the rotation to come on with us all year. We really appreciate that. I know that when we do this next year, we're going to be talking about a lot of wins. But appreciate you. Appreciate your teammates. Good luck tonight, and enjoy the off season.
Thank you, guys. No problem. We'll talk to you soon.